What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Alicia, coming back to you guys with my sixth episode, and I'll be talking about Scorpios today. I feel like I haven't spoken with you guys in a while. I know the holidays have just passed, and Black Friday is going on today and this whole weekend, so I hope you guys are spending your money wisely. You know, shop, but don't shop until you drop, because, you know, there's still important things out here to attend to. So, yeah, I also was really, really happy to get some damn Thanksgiving food, y'all. Like, I've been thinking about Thanksgiving all year, and then you get it, and you got leftovers for days, so it's gonna be a really good week, I would say. Wish I had some more leftovers, but, you know, I gotta be okay with the left that I got, so I'm gonna eat it wisely and then probably make me something good or something. I don't know. But anyways, going into this topic, I just want to talk about Scorpios today. I'm actually really excited to talk to you guys about that because my mother is actually a Scorpio, so I did grow up in the house with a Scorpio, and I can tell you guys about my experience with her and etc. So first things first, you guys are a water element. You guys are fixed quality. It says that you're also the ruler of Pluto. Now, going into this, it says Scorpios born are passionate and assertive people. They are determined and decisive and will research until they find out the truth. Now, I agree. I think with my mother, she is very, like, determined to see if somebody lying or not. Like, my family is known for us talking. Like, there's so many women in my family, it's crazy. Like, y'all would be like, what the hell? Like, my family's so damn big. And us being all women, we tend to talk more. So, yeah, she will get to the bottom. She will find out some information if she got to get it. Like, I agree. You guys, y'all Scorpios, y'all don't take just the first answer. Unless y'all trust, I would say. If you trust that person, then, you know, I mean, but if there's something to question, like, who wouldn't want to do that? So, yeah, but I think, like I said, y'all are determined to get to the truth of things. It says, Scorpios is a great leader. I agree. I think you guys are very, very natural-born leaders and can persuade anybody to do anything that y'all kind of want to do. I think in that sense, like, my mom, she's a manager where she works, and she's been a manager for a long time, and the type of work that she does, she has to maintain kind of like a certain structure, and she can persuade that structure at her work field, so it's pretty dope. I worked with her for a little while, and I got to see actually how she did at work, and it's crazy because y'all, my mom, she's a worker. Like, since I was young, I've always known her to be at work. Like, we always got what we wanted. Like, the house was always, the food was, fridge was always full. We always had any electronic that you can think of. Like, whatever we asked for, we got. Like, my mom was big on making sure her kids were happy at home and got what they needed. Like, we had what we needed. And then we got what, we got the plus stuff too. So, yeah, that's what's up. It says that you guys are also resourceful, and that you guys express your emotions differently than other water signs. I would say that to my mom, she wasn't very affectionate when we were growing up, but I think that that's because, you know, she didn't know how to be. She is affectionate now, and I think that we give a lot more hugs than we did growing up, but she had to learn how to express her emotions. I think that she is a very affectionate person. She just didn't know how to be with us growing up type thing. Like, she was always at work, you know. She didn't know how we were living on the day-to-day. Like, y'all, like, she probably gonna be listening to this, but y'all, when I tell you, like, some days when she would come home, or even when she'd have off that day, like, we always had a list of things that we had to clean and stuff. And she was always one of those moms, like, kitchen better be spotless when I get home type of thing and stuff like that. So we would wait until, you know, we knew that she was going to come home. And then that's when we would, you know, clean everything. So that way, everything is literally spotless. Like, it wouldn't be, like, a dish in the sink or a crumb on the counter or anything, because we just got it done. But when she would have off, she'd be making us clean damn near all damn day. Like, that's how I felt. Like, go clean this, go do that. Like, the structure was just so off, y'all. Like, like, she would, like, I was just like, dang, mom, like, you know. But I guess that's what we get for trying to only do it when she got home, before she got home, instead of learning how to clean up our messes right away. So that's what we get. Anyways, it says that they manifest, I'm sorry, that's actually what I just said. It says they manifest their sign, their feelings differently, other than water signs, whatever, blah blah blah. It says, in any case, you can be sure that a Scorpio will keep your secrets, whatever they may be. Yeah, I don't think that applies to every Scorpio or every person, because, you know, secrets get told, but yeah, maybe. Anyways, it says, Pluto is a planet of transformation and regeneration, and also the ruler of the zodiac sign. Scorpios are known by their calm and cool behavior, and by their mysterious appearance. People often say that Scorpios born are fierce, probably because they understand very well the rulers of the universe. Some Scorpios born can look older than they actually are. They are excellent leaders because they are very dedicated to what they do. Scorpios hate dishonesty, and they can be very jealous and suspicious. Now, jealous is something that my mother was never. She was never jealous. And why I tell you guys this, my mom is a go-getter. Like, she's the reason why I feel like I damn near can be a woman and a man. Like, she's two in one. Like, she was my father, and she was my mother, and she handled business. Like, she never, like, what's the word? I don't know why I can't think of it, but depended. She never depended on anybody, like, for real. Like, I've never seen my mom give herself to anybody. Like, she does her own shit. She pays her own bills. She has her own car, like, her own everything. Like, she's a boss. Like, she gets shit done. Like I said, like, she's always worked. Like, so whenever a man came in the field, it was always about, if you gonna help provide for me and my kids, type of thing. And that I don't know, like, maybe it's just an older generation thing, but that little play shit, that cheating shit, blah blah blah, that was out the window for her. Like, it was new nigga. Like, if you knew my mom, you knew she was never jealous of no nigga. Like, next nigga out the window, like, new nigga, what's up? Like, is you gonna help provide for me and my family? Like, nah, okay, new nigga, like, what's up? Like, type of thing. Like, she was never jealous of nobody. Like, and she gave her love to them. Like, if a dude was to play her, you're out. Like, she not gonna sit there and fuss and nothing. Like, but when you were there and you did give your time and you was passionate and doing everything that you needed to do in a relationship, she was 100% back. Like, nice woman, great woman, but crazy. Like, I don't know if it's definitely a Scorpio thing, because I just see it. Like, even my boyfriend's sister is a Scorpio. Like, I just think, like, when y'all probably get mad, like, it is one. Like, do not make my mother mad. Like, that's the number one thing that I would say. Like, my mom is crazy. Like, that's the number one person I will call for any situation. Like, and I love it. Like, she's laid back now, and it kind of hurts my feelings, but I understand, because, you know, she's getting older. But in any situation, I always called my mom. Like, that, do not play, because I knew what I had to deal with at home, and I knew ain't nobody else gonna want to deal with that. So, okay, my mother. So, you Scorpios, do not make a Scorpio mad, because they crazy. But it's, and I'm I think it's very funny that I say that. I don't know, I just stuttered, but I am reading here. It says that you guys are known by your calm and cool behavior. So you can be laid back, but, you know, don't push their buttons and don't play because they will go cray cray, okay? But anyways, it says, people often say that Scorpio-borns are more easily to adapt to different human behaviors. So you guys kind of, I would say in a sense, I'm not going to give you, you know, any credit of a Gemini, but kind of like a Gemini, because a Gemini can talk to anybody. But yeah, I don't know if you know you have all of our qualities, and I wouldn't say that Gemini has all of you guys' qualities. So, but yeah, it says that Scorpios hate dishonesty, and they can be very jealous and suspicious. So, yeah. Y'all not jealous. Well, so some of y'all can be jealous, but my mama wasn't. So if y'all jealous out here, maybe that applies to you. It says Scorpios is most sensual sign of the zodiac. Scorpios are extremely passionate, and intimacy is very important to them. Now, I would say that my mom is very, I would say, friendly. Like, there's another word, but I can't think of it right now, y'all. Like, I'm so off character right now, so don't mind me. But she has a lot of friends. She's very friendly. So anybody that knows my mom, like, generally adores my mom. Like, she is the number one person in their hand. Like, period. Like, she comes through for all of them type of thing. Like, if you know my mom, you know that all of her friends come to her in any need of time. Like, we done brought in so many friends and family members that lived with us. We done helped move so many friends and family members stuff. Like, my mom's the type of person where if she's driving by and she sees the opportunity to help, she takes it, because she believes in karma and stuff like that. And she also believes in, like, her bringing great things to herself and the world and stuff like that. So I say that you guys are extremely passionate and, yeah, intimacy. And it says it's very important that you guys have intelligent and honest partners. So you don't want somebody that you can't trust. I mean, and who wouldn't? Like, I wouldn't want nobody that I can't trust either. Like, that's dead. It says that you guys are very faithful. And however, when you enter into a relationship, you're very careful, because sometimes they need to have a lot of time to build trust and respect for their partners. So going into a relationship, you know, you're kind of hesitant and etc. I wouldn't say that you give yourself kind of honeymoon stage. You give yourself kind of like, is this any red flag stages? So if you're a Scorpio, that's what you are. And it says, honesty and fairness are two qualities that make Scorpios a great friend. Born people under the Scorpio sign are very dedicated and loyal. When it comes to working, they are quick-witted and intelligent. So they would feel better to be in the company of witted and fun-loving people. They are full of surprises and will give you everything you need. But if you let them down once, there is no return. And I definitely agree. Like I said, like, my mom, she gave me whatever I wanted. Like, if you ever talk to her, or if you ever see anything or hear anybody tell any stories about me, she called me a brat. Like, a spoiled brat, diva. Like, that's me, because I was known for getting what I want. And I pouted when I didn't. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I was a pouty. Like, because she always, like, went hard. And even with the, you know, dude situation, like, if you, you know, messed up her trust, or even friends, like, messed her trust up or anything, like, you're out. Like, she does not play that. Like, she would give her all, but once you start being weird and etc., like, she gonna cut you off. Like, there ain't none of that playing around stuff. So that's my mama. So yeah, it says Scorpios are fantastic in management, solving, and creating. It says, when Scorpios set goals, there is no giving up. Scorpios are great in solving tasks that require a significance and thorough approach. Sorry, you guys, I'm so bad with reading right now. It says, their ability to focus with determination makes them very capable managers. Now, with my mom, like, her job, like, I worked with her for a while, and it was actually pretty dope. Like, I got to see how she operates at work, and she's been working here for, like, 7+ years now. And when I say, like, I would ask her sometimes, like, even on a weekend, I would see her going to work, like, 3 hours earlier than what she was scheduled, and I'd be like, where are you finna go? She's like, I'm finna go to work. I'm like, I thought that you said that she was gonna go at so-and-so time. She was like, girl, like, no, like, I'm finna go there. And that's because, like, she was determined, and, like, she had fun, like, at work, and her evolving her life into work made it something bigger, if you know what I'm saying. Like, you have to enjoy your workspace, and she definitely enjoys her workspace, and she loves what she does. And because she loves what she does and she enjoys it, it made her top notch. So she's the head honcho at her place. So when I went there, like, she set a structure, and she's a home care worker, so she works with people who have, you know, disabilities and stuff like that. And, you know, you have to give them medicine and things like that and help their needs and stuff like that and cook for them and clean for them and make sure that they're good and et cetera, et cetera. So when you go there, you get to see how she operates. And it's just really nice to see her in control of other people. You know, like, I always see my mom setting structure at home and us, but being able to go to her work environment, like, that was pretty dope. So if you're a Scorpio and you are very determined and hardworking, like, even with my boyfriend's sister, like, every time I hear her about her work, like, she's very determined. Like, she's a great mother, like, handles all her needs, like, gets shits done, like, I don't see nobody taking care of her, etc. Like, Scorpios handle y'all business, like, y'all dedicate yourself to work. Like, even I can say, like, to add them in, like, Virgos, like, Virgos are very determined and stuff with their work. Like, my friend, she handles her business. So Scorpios, y'all also handle y'all business, okay? It says, Scorpios are disciplined enough to stick to the budget. Definitely agree. Like, my mom always found some way to get what she needed. Like, and when she worked and, you know, that check wasn't big enough, she definitely made sure that she did something for somebody else so, you know, they can fall through or, you know, give her some money and et cetera. Like, she had it figured out. Like, she always gets her shit figured out. Ain't no late bills here. So, and yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say that's sticking with a budget, but shoot, that's her budget. She making sure she getting to the budget. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But it says, they're also not afraid of hard work and bring themselves in better financial situations. I definitely agree. I think that every house that we moved to and etc., like, it was always a bigger house, like, moving up in the field, and she's still moving up. So it's really nice to know that my mother is still going without me. I hate being an adult now. I wish I was still in her damn house, eating her food, watching her TV off her Wi-Fi and her electricity. But now I got my own, so. But yeah. So I'm gonna wrap it up just a little bit here. I'm gonna keep it a little short, y'all. But it, I had a lot more to talk about, but I'm gonna actually speak about it a little bit more tomorrow. Because I actually have to go to the liquor store and get some liquor and drink for the night. I don't know if that sounds, you know, appropriate enough for you guys, but that's what I'm gonna do. But I'm gonna come back tomorrow, and I'm gonna talk to you guys tomorrow as well. And I'm gonna try to just make this kind of like a, just a diary and a day-to-day thing. Like, I'm also adding a little bit of other episodes as well. I don't only want to keep this about zodiac signs, because I think it's a little bit exhausting, a little bit, to try to research you guys and try to you know, say everything about you guys when I'm not really you guys. So I'm going to keep it to a certain extent. Only say really too much of the experience and try to relate off of it, but not say if this is what you guys are, because I don't know if this is what you guys are or not. Like it says, y'all are a great friend. No offense, but anybody can be a great friend. It says that y'all are loyal and dedicated, and when it comes to working, you guys are quick-witted. And I'm not taking this from any of you guys, because like I said, I'm applying it to the experience as well. And my mom, she's very dedicated to her work, and that can just be her personality, or it can be because she's a Scorpio, so we don't know. But I also enjoy, you know, giving you guys some of my experience and some of my research, though, so I am going to still keep up with it, but I also just want to do what I really came here to do, and that's give you guys myself, you know, more of me, and talk about, you know, things that I'm going through and try to relate to y'all, and if y'all going through that, because if you guys are going through that, then you guys can come check me out more and listen to something that makes you feel better or something that can get your mind off of things and stuff like that. Like, I'm going to be evolving this to the point where I want to heal. Like, I feel like I am a healer already. Like, if you're my friend or any family, like, I would do anything for anybody. I have always been known for that person, and that's what I want to do for y'all. You know, I want to kind of heal in a sense. I can't heal you all the way, you know. I can't, you know, I can only lead you to the water. I can't make you drink it, but you know, it's beneficial to me, and I think it'll be beneficial to y'all as well. Like, talk about girl problems, talk about guy problems, because I know I have some guy audience here too. So talk about guy problems too, because I think that you guys have self-love too that you guys need to work on, and etc. And we can all, you know, just work together and hear your guys' responses and opinions and other questions and feels that you guys want to talk about and stuff. Like, yeah, I'm such a multi-person. Like, I can't settle for one thing. Like, that's just something I've always been known for. And that's also why I know I can't do this damn 9-to-5 no more, y'all. Like, I want the money, but I just can't do the time. Like, the time is so damn crucial. Like, who said 80 hours? Why 80 hours, y'all? Like, by the time I get home, like, I know it's winter, but the sun's down already. I only really got 4 hours, and I gotta cook, wash my ass, make a podcast, do some knitting, find some self-love. Like, I need some time. Like, there's not enough time in a day. Like, so I need to really become my own boss. And that's another thing too that I want to talk to you guys about, is, you know, give you guys some of my tea of my plan and my future goals and my future stuff like that. Like, it's making me really excited. So that's what this podcast is for. But I also really enjoy talking about these signs here, because I do have a lot of friends and stuff like that, so, and family members. And so I like to, you know, tell you guys my experiences and stuff like that, especially with my mom. Like, my mom is dope. Like, I love her to death. Like, that's my, like, she is really my role model. Like, I don't tell her this. Like, I never told her this or anything, but whenever I'm in a hard time or a hard place or feeling down or whatever, I just think about all the times growing up when we used to listen to music and cook and clean together and stuff like that. Like, that's why I'm so big on singing, y'all. Like, I love music and stuff like that because my mom always loved music and singing. Like, I can remember her still to this day, like, singing all these old ass fucking movie musicals and shit like that. She always had us watching either The Wiz, Annie, or just some type of old ass movie with singing. Like, there was some type of musical that was, it had like all the damn letters in the alphabet or something like that. She was singing it. Like, I'm gonna have to go find the damn movie. But she was big on games too. Like, if you knew my mom, she loves PlayStation games and stuff like that, video games, all types of video games. So yeah, but yeah, she's a Scorpio, but I also know too that, you know, she's my mom. Like, can't nobody be my mom, and the Scorpio don't make nobody my mom. So yeah, that's that. But I like coming here and talking to you guys. So like I said, I'm gonna check in with y'all tomorrow and add in a couple different episodes that don't have to apply to zodiac signs, because I do want you guys to get to know me. Like I said, this was for me to come out and open my shell. And I don't feel like I'm really accomplishing that a lot because I get scared coming and talking to y'all all the time. Like, I feel like it's a struggle sometimes. Like, I'm like, Alicia, just talk. I'm like, girl, but I'm stuttering. Mouth's getting dry. Don't know what I'm gonna say. Like, I be scared. So, I gotta open up with y'all. But yeah. So, keep checking me out because I'm gonna be changing some shit up. Switching some shit up, you know what I'm saying? So, fuck with it. Anyways, peace out. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed yet. Love y'all. Have a good night. Finna go drink. Peace.